نيو ترام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخن التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian.
Hello to all of the listeners and followers of the SBS Assyrian. It's Tighlat from Sydney, Australia, and now we're in an exclusive interview with Mr. Hugh McDermott, who is the member of the State Parliament of New South Wales, representing the electoral district of Prospect. Mr. McDermott, thank you for being with us, and we're very happy to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to start the interview straight away asking about your recent remarks in the Parliament. As you are aware, and many of our followers, the community members, are aware that the Secretary General of the Assyrian Universal Alliance around the world, who is based in Iran, was also a former MP in the Iranian government, made a statement back in August freezing the membership of his colleagues who are the leaders of the AUA in Australia, representing the Australian chapter, who is Mr. Hermes Shaheen and Mr. David David. His decision was based on the fact that he says that Mr. Hermes and Mr. David are having relationships with the Israelis, with the Jewish people, have made some visits to Israel regarding some cultural, linguistic, and even political matters. And he heavily and used very strong language, and he criticized this these moves made by the Australian chapter of AUA. Now, you recently made an official statement in the Parliament responding to the former Iranian MP. I want to ask you, what makes someone in your position and in your status think this is important to make such a statement publicly and officially?
Well, thank you. Mr. David Davies and Hermes Shaheen are well-known community leaders in Western Sydney, but also throughout Australia. They're well-known amongst the Assyrian Universal Alliance, obviously, as their leaders in the Australian chapter, but they're also well-known throughout a very multicultural New South Wales. They speak for the Assyrian community in so many different areas, and they were successful in having the Assyrian genocide recognised by the New South Wales Parliament. But also in their advocacy, which they continue with, to having a autonomous Assyrian homeland in the north of Iraq and in the Nineveh Plains. Now, I've known both these individuals, both these gentlemen, for a number of years, and I've seen how hard they work for their community. When they were attacked openly by what I see as nothing more than puppets of the Iranian regime, for the work which they were doing to build and strengthen a multicultural world. And that's what it is, as you've touched on. They went to Israel to meet with Jewish colleagues and other Assyrian colleagues, and probably from other countries as well, and other groups, to talk about language, but also to build a relationship between different peoples. The things we do here in Western Sydney, the things we do here in Australia as part of a bigger multicultural community. When they were attacked so openly in the front pages of the Iranian press and internationally, I thought I had no other obligation but to step up. As a leader of, and as a member of parliament, when members of my community are attacked, when people are attacked because they are trying to build a better world, then I would be a coward not to step up. And that is why I addressed the Parliament on this, and why I'm continuing to pursue and support the AUA in its position in regards to Mr. David David and Hermes Shaheen in Australia.
Thank you for that answer. And I want to also ask you, in your statement, I believe you mentioned that this matter is also being referred to the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Yes, there were threats. That's right. Well, the concern I had was that where these threats were made, and let's be honest, the Iranian regime has had a history of kidnapping, a history of intimidation towards critics, especially those critics of its activities, especially those people who have come originally from Iran, for like David David has. Mm-hmm. And so I was quite concerned. Concerned not only by the actions or potential actions of the Iranian government, but also of acolytes or people who support the regime in this country. There was a lot of social media trolls attacking both these gentlemen and the AUA Australian chapter and making threats. Now, that's something I believe we need to take seriously. There has been problems before. There has been attacks on the Genocide Memorial in Western Sydney. There's been threats made before. And so when I heard this had happened, I decided that something needed to be happened to try and protect the safety of not only of David and Hermes Shaheen, but their families. So I personally contacted the New South Wales Police Commissioner and talked about the issues. They took it seriously as well. And I obviously, for security reasons, I can't go into what actions they've taken, but they have acted on these threats. And then I also wrote to Maurice Payne, Senator Maurice Payne, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, and raised my concerns with her. Now, we were in discussions with her office only a couple of days ago, and they are also taking these threats seriously.
Now, as I mentioned to you earlier, when we were having a chat about this matter, many people in the community view this not only as a threat to the individuals involved into this issue, but also a national security threat. Some people might see it as an attempt from a foreign government to interfere in an Australian organization that is trying to do relationships with other countries, especially like friendly countries like Israel and the United States. Now, has this issue been raised to the office of the Prime Minister, and are you aware if there is going to be any official response from the government toward the Iranian government?
At the moment, as I've just mentioned, I've spoken to the Office of the Minister of Foreign Affairs. They are the appropriate step is to have them involved first. I know their Middle Eastern advisor has begun to take action in regards to this. I don't know all the details as yet because it has only happened this last week or so that it's been raised with them. And obviously my address to Parliament was also noted. So I believe that there will be actions taken. I know that the Prime Minister and others and the Leader of the Opposition have also in the past talked about their support for the Assyrian community and for the Assyrian community, not only in this country, but also in the Middle East. And the serious concerns which they have. Now, we all know that Iran wishes to exert influence in Iraq, especially in northern Iraq. And we know that with the militias they support and in there, but also other places. And as such, you know, the world and certainly in the Middle East has serious concerns. And we've seen that recently with the arrangements and the normalisation between Israel and certain Arab states. And in the last week or two. And so, you know, I do believe that there will be action taken by the Australian government regarding these threats against Australia.
Regarding the topic that you recently mentioned about the normalization of relations between the UAE and Bahrain with Israel, recently the president of Iran, Rouhani, said that the UAE and Bahrain would be responsible for any consequences resulting from this normalization.
But what does that mean? More threats. That's what that is. I mean, let's be honest. I think a lot of, regardless of the issue that they're assuming regarding Israel and their treatment of Palestinians, and, you know, we can have a long discussion about that and the concerns that, you know, I have as a Catholic myself and the impact on the Palestinian community in Gaza and other places. Putting that aside, that is a discussion that will continue to happen. I think we've more and more countries in the Middle East have realised that the real threat isn't, or the real problem isn't necessarily that. The real problem is really Iran. Iran has exerted its influence more and more and has become more and more of a concern for all countries in the Middle East and throughout the world. And, you know, this is why that is. Now, that open threat against their neighbours, once again, I mean, that is not how a peaceful or a responsible government acts. And that's just like it, the way they've acted towards Mr. David and Mr. Shaheen. It isn't responsible to do that at all.
Why do you think they only make these comments when it comes to Israel? Because, for example, the AUA has relationships with people from Armenia, the Armenian community, other communities in Australia. But why, when it comes only specifically with Israel, such a strong remarks are made in your opinion?
It's because they're Jews. It's as simple as that. They're anti-Semitic. It's because they're Jews. And that is appalling in itself for me to say that. Mm-hmm. That puts a lump in my throat when I say that there is a government in this world that actually its policies are completely based because they're anti, not honestly anti-Israel, which they are, but they're anti-Jewish. And that is just not acceptable. They're making their decisions because of a person's race or because of their religion. Something which, you know, in this country, we just find abhorrent. And that is what it's about. You know, it's, and you know, we should be celebrating if there's more normalization. We should be celebrating that, you know, countries are openly talking rather than attacking each other. Now, we've seen such bloodshed in the Middle East. We've seen so many problems in Iraq and they continue on in Syria and other places. Now, you know, the issues in between Palestine and Israel isn't perfect at all, right? There are things that need to be done and talked about openly. But it's that open dialogue and that normalization is what we need. And for a country such as Iran to make them threats against not only Australian citizens, but also other citizens in other countries, it's just not acceptable.
Now, I also want to ask you about your colleagues in the parliament. Mm-hmm. When you made this statement, can you put us in the environment, what was happening there? What did your colleagues comment about that privately?
Well, I did a notice of motion first thing that morning when the parliament opened, mm-hmm. Which condemned Iran's actions and showed its full support, parliament support behind the AUA in Australia chapter and Mr. Shaheen. Mm-hmm. And then what happened after that, a number of people on all sides of political parties, all sides of politics came and talked to me because they were concerned about what I had to say. And then when I gave my speech that night, my private member's statement, they also spoke to me the next 2 days. Quite a few people did, from a ministerial level down to backbenchers on all different parties, and raised their concern and their support for what I had to say. There was no place in Australian democracy for the type of intimidation which we are seeing directed towards Mr. Shaheen and Mr. David.
I want to conclude the interview by just asking you, in your statement, you also mentioned about the diversity that exists in your district, Prospect that you represent. Now, can you also mentioned about the close relationship that you have with the AUA, Australian chapter, and you have worked with them on numerous occasions. Can you also just give us a small highlight about this relationship and on the issues and topics that you have worked with?
Oh, look, I first started working as a community leader with the AUA membership some 5-6 years ago. And I obviously knew of the organisation before that, but certainly highlights which the AUA has organised, like the Assyrian New Year, the Assyria Day memorials and their memories, but also the education program which the AUA has pushed forward so people understand the history of the Assyrian community, the history of the Assyrian people over thousands of years, the activities of the churches associated with the Assyrian community, and has been very much an advocate for what has been happening in the Nineveh Plains, explaining the issues, the impact of actions by the Kurds, actions by the Iraqi government and the Syrian government and others. And, you know, that open dialogue, which we know we can get to any time, has been good. But also the close relationship which they've helped to build for me and facilitate between the Syrian community, the Armenian community, the Jewish community, and others in New South Wales has been incredible. They're so supportive of every other ethnic group.
How do you see the development of these relationships between the Assyrian community, the Armenian, for example, and the Jewish?
Well, I think that's interesting because we all have shared histories, mm-hmm. and that's the thing. And I look at my community, and it's even broader than that. I have South Sudanese in the electorate. There are people from the Sri Lanka, from the civil war, who are as well, people from Bosnia. I mean, there's a real mixture of people who, you know, had a very hard time because of genocide, because of persecution. Mm-hmm. And the common thread we have is that, but also they want to have a new life and build a life, but also remember what has happened and seek justice for that, what has happened. And to make sure that the communities work together in peace and harmony. And we see that. Like, the multicultural harmony we have in Australia is incredible. If you see in places like Western Sydney, where they're so diverse, but when was the last time you heard of a race riot in Western Sydney? When was the first time you heard of really any discrimination much at all? And it's because of that close working relationship between the communities. And let's be honest, the AUA and Mr. David and Mr. Shaheen have been at the forefront of leading that push for communities to work together in a constructive way.
Mr. McDermott, thank you for giving the time to be with us today. We look forward to having you with us in the future in our program again. And thank you for the continuous support to our Assyrian community in Australia.
It's been my absolute pleasure, and I look forward to being back on again. That would be wonderful. Thank you for that invitation. But also thank you for the work that SBS does across the board, not only with the Assyrian program, but with all the other community programs. They're wonderful to watch, and I look forward to continuing to work with you all. God bless.
Thank you.
مرحباً شاركونا عودنا لقبتها تابعونا لنا على SBS بريشان عطرايا برخة فيسبوك